With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we are going to be opening up the phone lines in just a few moments, taking your phone calls. But I wanted to spend some time this hour really talking to some of the millennials in our world. And we're starting with our own Genesis De La Cruz, who's the associate producer of The Morning Show. Genesis has worked with me for the last 3 years here at the radio station. Somebody who really has been troubled about what she's seen over the last few years. And Genesis, you don't mind me. You're 25, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember being 25, long time ago. But what are some of the things you've been thinking and feeling over this last week?
First, I just want to say that I am so blessed to be sitting here with you, especially the last 2 days. And I want to say thank you for not only giving me the opportunity to speak, but also our Wave family, you know, our Wave listeners. I've had a chance to talk to a lot of them yesterday and really just hear them out. You know, some of them were on the air, some just wanted to talk. I'm really happy to be here with you and just stress the importance of this movement. It's one that seeks change for all of our Black brothers and sisters. You know, we are all one. We need to listen. We need to learn. We need a change for the betterment of our people, because this affects all of us. All of us.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And, you know, we were talking about social media, and I just really, really want to ask the youth to speak up. You don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a quote-unquote social media influencer. You know, use your platform, educate yourself, and just speak up. Have these discussions with your family, your friends, your inner circle. You know, just talk about this and really, really educate yourself. I'm doing the same thing. People are posting. People are talking about it. And now it's time to put it into action, you know?
Yeah, you know, Genesis sends me the Twitter trends every day. And, you know, this is all that people are talking about on social media. It's interesting how it's kind of like pushed the coronavirus to the back page.
Yeah.
You know, despite the fact that the people gathering in all these large crowds could be something that will bring on another wave of this for us. And we ask all the protesters, please wear your mask and, you know, be as careful as you can while you're out there protesting. But I just wanted to ask you one question on behalf, and I don't expect you to speak for your whole generation, but a lot of times young people become really disenchanted when things like this happen and happen over and over again. And it becomes hard to really believe that things will change and will improve. What do you sense is the temperature of young America based on what you're hearing from your friends and what you're observing on social media? Do young people believe this is going to get better and even understand just how important their part of it is?
I've talked about this with you, Pat, before, that social media could be very toxic. But right now, I do think that it also does help for people to stand together and feel more united. And I do feel like, and we talked about like voting like months ago, and I said like I've never seen like so many like young people out there voting and getting the conversation going with their friends and going out to vote together. And I feel the same with social media right now, like everyone's really coming together. And I honestly do see a change. I do see a movement, 100%. I see it.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm excited about it and happy to have so many young people who are involved in standing up for, first of all, believing in something and then standing up for it too. We are going to, as I said, this hour, focus on the millennials. Later on this hour, we'll be hearing from a young lady who is a student in my class at Santa Monica College, my radio broadcast casting class. We are here so that your voice can still be heard on 94.7 The Wave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.